We've got Christy Etchew on the line this morning. Christy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Christy, of course, from the state police. What is going on down there? A lot of problems in the Ford, the Lodge, the Chrysler. Can you give us an update?
Well, I can. And actually, I'm going to be leaving in a few minutes, and we're going to take one of our state police helicopters over the area to see really how bad it is. But the reports we're getting throughout the night, it's a mess, frankly, and we're asking motorists to really be cautious of the signage, the barricades that are up. What we're finding is people are even though it's flooded out in many areas, as you mentioned, people are driving around barricades and still trying to go down freeways and roadways that have, you know, some 4 or 5 feet of water in them.
You just can't teach some people, can you? You just can't do a thing about it. Christy Etchew on the line from the state police this morning concerning the flooding in southeastern Michigan. And it's not just in Detroit proper. It's in Dearborn. It's in the surrounding areas. How far does this extend?
Well, obviously, we're looking at kind of the whole southeast Michigan metro area. It's very interesting how it's various parts are affected and other parts are not. So, you know, again, the local emergency managers working with the state emergency management office, we're trying to get a handle this morning to see exactly how widespread it is and how, you know, the water is starting to recede. But now what we're finding is through the fast rainfall that came down, now there's a lot of mud on the roadways, and that's going to be the next problem we have to address. Once the water recedes, a lot of the mud and the dirt now is like 3-4 inches on the roadways down there.
Now, we've heard reports this morning in the last half hour or so of the possibility of dive teams being called in. What do you know about that?
No, actually, last night we partially activated our state emergency operations center just to see exactly what was going on and keep a pulse through the course of the night working with the local affected areas. But we in the state police, we called in additional state troopers, only because people were disregarding the signage that was out there. We did call in the state police dive team just because there are some vehicles that are fully submerged, and you know we're hopeful that there's no, you know, fatalities or anything. We have no reports of any, but again, people abandoned their cars, which they had to because the water was just coming back, you know, coming down so fast.
So let me ask you this. Is it, when people drive around these barricades and they're putting themselves in danger and they're putting the crews from the state police and the fire department and every place else in danger because they have to go deal with the situation at that point, can we charge them with felony stupidity?
You know, I'm pretty sure there's not a law in Michigan on that one, but, you know, maybe there should be, because clearly the barricades, the big flashing arrows, the big signage that said road is closed, people should really read those, take those seriously.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Well, here's what we'll do. Christy, if you can give us an update along the way and keep us up to date on what's going on. Right now, the advice is stay out of southeastern Michigan unless you absolutely have to be there, correct?
Right. And again, not every road is affected, but you read off the long list, you know, 696, 75, M39, M10. I mean, the list is long. If people can somewhat heed that warning and just wait till we get a better assessment and make sure that it's safe for their travels, I would avoid, you know, the area or use extreme caution, I guess I would ask motorists to please be smart and use cautious driving skills today.
Yeah, use your head out there. Because some common sense would be nice out there this morning.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Yeah, that would be helpful. All right, Christy, fly safe, and we'll look for an update sometime soon. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Take care.
There you have it. Christy Etchew from the Michigan State Police.